This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Three separate crashes all happened in under 2 hours at the very same spot northeast of Denver over the weekend. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports a state trooper was nearly hit.
Troopers responded to the first crash on I-270 early Saturday morning. About an hour later, a driver crashed into an unoccupied patrol car parked along the interstate. Then, a while later, another driver hit a second patrol car. One state trooper avoided getting hit by jumping over a guardrail and falling about 30 feet. He's now at home recovering from his injuries. Here's Colonel Matthew Packard.
It could have been much, much worse. Unequivocally, it's sheer luck.
Both drivers who hit patrol cars are being investigated for driving while intoxicated. This year, 12 patrol cars have been hit, either while roadside or in traffic with their lights flashing. That's up from 8 last year. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Denver DSST Charter Network has renamed two schools to distance them from a supporter of the Sand Creek Massacre. DSST Byers Middle and High Schools were originally named for William Byers, the founder of the now-closed Rocky Mountain News. Byers newspaper strongly defended the 1864 massacre of Arapaho people on Colorado's Eastern Plains. He advocated for citizen militias and said soldiers, quote, should not be blamed for killing women and children. The schools are now named DSST Cedar Middle and High Schools after the tree native to Colorado. Colorado's regional airports have received federal funding for infrastructure projects from the Federal Aviation Administration. The $38 million grant from the FAA's Airport Improvement Program will go towards updating runways, airport signage, and other facilities. This is CPR News and KRCC.